Welcome back to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I believe that if you can connect with the best, you can become the best. So after creating 800 podcast episodes about building your network, I've come to realize that networking is really just making friends, if you're doing it the right way anyway. Join me as I make friends with world-class athletes like Shaquille O'Neal, entertainers like Rob Dyrdek, authors like Dr. Nicole LaPera, former presidents like Vicente Fox, or even the occasional FBI hostage negotiator, billionaire real estate mogul, or polarizing political figure. So if you want to make more friends that help you become a better version of yourself, then subscribe to the show and keep on listening, because this is Travis Makes Friends. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Freestyle Friday. Today, we're talking about the future of Bitcoin and NFTs, and we're bringing in some clips from my buddy Dan Fleischman in the conversation that we had a couple weeks ago. So I brought in Dan to talk about this because he's one of the smartest dudes that I know in this space, and I think that he approaches it from a much more practical perspective. So in the conversation that I had with Dan, we really delved into the reality behind both cryptocurrency and NFTs, and gain some really valuable insight for what potentially lies ahead in that space. So first off, let's talk about NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Dan emphasized that the days of random digital images selling for astronomical prices are indeed over. Sorry, Bored Apes and CryptoPunks. However, the core concept of NFTs, their functionality remains highly relevant. NFTs are probably here to stay because they serve a valuable purpose for multiple brands and companies. Fleischman also pointed out that major corporations like Starbucks and Ferrari are beginning to embrace NFTs, which is probably a good sign, and also talked about how NFTs have to be more than just digital art on your phone, that they should provide some sort of real-world utility and practicality. So investing in NFTs that have practical applications in the real world is probably the way that you want to go.
The NFT market has gone wild, right? Like, you will never see pictures of random monkeys and giraffes sell for tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. That time is gone and it won't come back.
Yeah.
NFTs themselves functionally will be here forever, because the function of NFT is super useful to a lot of brands, a lot of companies, and you're starting to see household name companies, Starbucks, Ferrari, start using it. Yeah. So NFT, the concept of them, is never going away, and they're only going to get better. And I'm invested into
and more like usable.
Correct.
They're, it's not just like I have a piece of art on my phone. No. It's something to get you access into something.
That never should have been that big.
Yeah.
The art on the phone thing should never have been that big.
Yeah.
And not because of the joke about the screenshots of NFTs. It's simply because you're not going to enjoy it the same way as you do actual art that's on your phone.
Sure.
You're just not. And so it's cool to like have a Bored Ape on your phone, which I've invested in those, or CryptoPunk, like some of the household name legacy brands.
Mm-hmm.
But like, random rapper or influencer makes a random NFT and he makes 10,000 of them, sells out, makes himself $2 million, and then never posts about it again. Well, we saw that happen 900 times.
Yeah.
The market's going to go away because everyone goes broke.
Right.
So from that perspective, that's where I see the NFT market, that the functionality of NFTs is only going to get bigger for things like what Gary Vee did with the VCon, mm-hmm, or the sushi place, et cetera. Like, those are really interesting, compelling.
So for instance, if you have an NFT that's mostly just based on the digital art, it might be cool to look at, but there's not really anything intrinsically valuable about it, except for the fact that it's like one of one or one of 10 or whatever the case may be. However, if you have a VFriend, which is Gary Vee's NFT project, then it gives you access to three of his conferences, VCon. And then each of the NFTs that you get, they all have different practical utility attached to them. So, you know, one was like the podcast Panther or something like that. And if you own that NFT, you can interview Gary Vee on your podcast. And there was, you know, this one is a meet and greet, and this one gives you a Q&A. This one gives you a FaceTime, and this one. So like, these, this is an example of like, yeah, it's digital art, but the art is not really the point of the project. It's more the utility behind the art. And now he's been able to license his characters, do deals with really big brands with the characters that he has in his NFT collection. But they're not just about the sketch on the napkin that he did. It's about the practical utility behind them. And I think we're going to see a lot more major brands that start doing this on a tokenization point, like event access, private lounge access, different things like that, that you'll have to have an NFT that's verified on the blockchain in order to be able to participate in some of those things. Now, let's go ahead and dive into the crypto market, because I know this one is something that more people probably are interested in, or at least have a horse in the race. So just like with NFTs, Dan expressed concerns about the proliferation of cryptocurrencies that lack real-world functionality, and noted that while many of them exist, only a small percentage truly matter in the grand scheme of things. And probably the two that are definitely here to stay are Bitcoin and Ethereum. And Ethereum in particular really captured Dan's attention due to its utility and adoption by major corporations. It's seen as more than just an investment. It's seen as an investment into a functional ecosystem, not just an investment that exists by holding the coin. And as far as Bitcoin, well, Dan has a really long history with Bitcoin dating back to 2014 when he was installing Bitcoin ATMs at a Las Vegas casino. He emphasized that Bitcoin is absolutely not going away and discussed an interesting perspective on its limited supply. As more individuals, corporations, and governments acquire Bitcoin, the supply diminishes further. With this scarcity, coupled with increasing usability, will likely drive up demand, ultimately leading to higher Bitcoin valuations. And look, Dan didn't predict a specific timeline for Bitcoin's future price, obviously, because he's not a wizard, can't see the future, but he firmly believes that at one point it will be worth hundreds of thousands or millions for a single Bitcoin in the future. So when I asked about Bitcoin's risk profile, Dan really categorized it as being both high risk and low risk, because while Bitcoin's really volatile, which makes it higher risk, its inevitability and track record as the highest performing investment asset in history make it a low risk if you just buy it and hold it over time.
In general, there are way too many cryptocurrencies that are not functional, that don't have a chance. Just like in any market, there's always going to be the top small percentage that are the majority of the market. However, the two main characters, Bitcoin and Ethereum, are never going away.
Yeah.
And so I have two passionate things about that. Ethereum, I was throwing events talking about Ethereum in 2017, like why people should buy it. It was $17 and then $21, then $41. And I did that post that went into super viral in Forbes and Inc. everywhere about like why you should look at Ethereum as a functional thing.
Yeah.
I look
at
it as an investment into like a effectively a company.
Yeah.
Because they're backing household name corporations. Out of the Fortune 500, almost 90 of them started using Ethereum in the back end. Like, I'm in. Mm-hmm. If it's good enough for the lawyers of Oracle, I'm in. Right?
Yeah, right.
Let's just be clear. And then it went from $40 to, you know, what it did, that over $1,000 to $2,000. Bitcoin to me is what I want to talk about. Same concept. I was installing Bitcoin ATMs in 2014 at the D Hotel Casino in Las Vegas.
I know that one.
Imagine explaining a Bitcoin ATM to a casino owner and a mayor and a governor 9 years ago.
Yeah.
It's hard enough now. Bitcoin will never go away. But more importantly, the supply and demand thing you mentioned is going to get really interesting with Bitcoin. Here's why. The theory is there's going to be 21 million Bitcoin ever. I say the word theory because people don't realize that 4.6 million Bitcoin are already missing and are never going to come back.
Hmm.
So the actual cap is in the 16 to 17 million range.
Just like people buying it, storing it, forgetting about it, or
lost laptops, lost phones. Dan sends $100 of Bitcoin to Travis's Ethereum wallet. Bitcoin goes away.
Hmm.
Travis sends $1,000 of Bitcoin to somebody else's wallet. And it does Bitcoin Cash, wrong one, or to some random thing, wrong one. People passing away, people losing their laptops, and
forgetting their keys, losing their flash drive.
Whatever. That's going to happen at scale. It's getting better, but the math is the math. People are going to pass away. Imagine some of these legends that have a lot of Bitcoin. When they pass away, there's no chance you're getting into their wallets.
Yeah.
No matter how they did their freaking will and trust and all these things, good luck, right? You're going to have a lot of people that just pass away over time or lose things over time that are going to miss out on Bitcoin. So 16 to 17 million is right now. At some point, it might only be 15, 14, or 13 million of Bitcoin ever that anybody has access to. So if you just start to think about the math of the people that are Bitcoin maximalists or like Bitcoin and corporations and trusts, et cetera, governments are now buying Bitcoin, they don't go away. People that like Bitcoin don't stop liking Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Just like someone that plays poker, they still play poker when they're 80, 90 years old because they just like poker. Bitcoin, someone likes it, they're not going to stop liking it. But every day, more and more people feel more comfortable with Bitcoin. And so if they want to step in to buy Bitcoin, what do? They have to negotiate effectively with people that have Bitcoin. As the supply stops in the year 2045, we're really going to stop in like next 5 years because it'll be so small.
Sure.
It's basically stopped.
Incremental, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be capped out. But a lot of people that have a lot of Bitcoin are really rich. And they're going to keep getting richer and they keep buying more and more Bitcoin. So you get someone like Chamath, and he just keeps buying thousands and thousands and thousands of Bitcoin every year.
Yeah.
Just do the math.
Right.
And once he buys it, it's not going anywhere. And when these trusts buy it, these funds buy it, these countries buy it, those are 10 years or more.
Yeah.
There's no point for them to buy it for for at least 10 years or longer. So when you start to think about the sheer math of those things, and as Bitcoin becomes more and more usable, here's the other part. Dan sends Travis $50 in Bitcoin. Travis just has it on his wallet forever and doesn't use it. It's the same concept as it going away.
Yeah.
Travis then finally, oh yeah, I'm going to use it, and sends $41 somewhere. There's $9 left over. Never using that. Right.
Right.
Imagine that happening tens of thousands of times a day.
Sure.
$9 times tens of thousands every day for the next 5-10 years.
Yeah. That's like a constant degradation, like a loss in volume.
Just the small change in the fees and the small tiny wallets times that by millions.
Yeah.
And so I just believe at some point we're going to have like 10 million Bitcoin and hundreds of millions of people try to buy it. And to me, there is no question that Bitcoin one day will be worth hundreds of thousands, if not a million.
Hmm.
When that's now, later, 5 years, 10 years, I have no idea. I have no idea what Bitcoin will be tonight.
Yeah.
And anybody that says they do is lying.
I know you have the 40-40-20,
yes.
Right? Where would you place Bitcoin in those risk buckets?
It's high risk.
High risk.
It's high risk because of the volatility. It's low risk because it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is inevitable.
It's a factor of time. So what do you think lies ahead for cryptocurrency and NFTs? Because as with any investment, it's crucial to do your research and make informed decisions. And while the future of crypto and NFTs is uncertain, the insights provided by experts like Dan can guide us toward making more informed choices in an ever-evolving landscape, especially when there's a plethora of misinformation and disinformation out there in that world specifically. So let me know. What do you think? What's going to happen? What are you buying? Are you buying anything? Are you just avoiding it completely? Let me know. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for spending some time with me and my friends. If you want to be better friends with me, then head over to travischappell.com/team to subscribe to my free newsletter, Your Friend Travis, where I share what's on my mind about life, building a business, raising kids, being married, and anything else I would normally share with my close circle of friends. That's travischappell.com/team. And my biggest ask of you, since I'm sharing my friends with you, is to share this episode with a friend of yours that hasn't listened to the show yet, and leave us a quick 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts and in Spotify. It would mean the world to us as it helps us make sure that this show continues to be more valuable to you. Thanks in advance, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.